and then Moody Ward suffered a concussion in pregame warm-up. Overall, the game though, I thought our guys were resilient for four quarters. Obviously found a way there at the end, getting a four down stop there in the red zone. But a lot of back and forth, credit to Arizona. That's a hell of a football team over there. Offense, defense, special teams. It was great back and forth, but it's like the way our guys came out and found a way to finish it there at the end.
Two pregame injuries. What are you thinking as you're starting out? What are you thinking after that?
That it was very interesting to say the least. We had to kind of rally the troops there in the locker room and get us back into focus. And I thought our guys did that the right way, and just obviously hope AR's good and Mooney's good. I was just trying to get the guys back on focus.
Did he have an orbital fracture to get to the hospital?
I don't know. What do you say about some of the throws that Daniel was making down the stretch of that game, that drive to take
it? It was huge. We had a couple of them. We had one with a little double move to downs, and they went to a cloud, and he was talking about all week, hey, if they go to this coverage, I might snap around and rip this in cut there. And sure enough, he saw a pre-snap. He flipped, and he hit Alec right there on the end, which was a huge play to set up that touchdown drive. He made some big time throws. I thought the guys all did a hell of a job, especially the line protecting, and Warren obviously had a big game. Downs had a big game. It was overall, it was good. And then JT ran hard like he always does, and to finish it in a 4-minute situation with the ball in our hands and taking a victory lead there was also good.
Will Riley Leonard be your backup in the future?
Right now, yeah.
At the end of the first half, there was a little time left, a couple timeouts. What was your thought process on that?
Well, they had all the time, and they were going to make it the last shot themselves. So we thought, hey, when we get to a goal to go situation, we're going to have to start using them here, so we can get, so we have some time left. If we have to go down, if they would score.
Shane, with the, I don't know how you balance when you've got so many DBs out, so you're giving up a lot of plays to Jacoby, but then you got untested guys, I guess, making plays. Do you walk away saying they made a play when they had to?
Yeah, heck yeah. I thought those guys did make a play when they had to. And obviously you got some young guys out there that are learning on the job, and I thought they competed their tail off. There wasn't any lack of compete in any of those guys. They were relentless, and like I said, when we needed it there at the end, we came up big.
That third and eight down by the goal line to Josh, what allowed that play to be successful?
Because it was him one-on-one with the backer inside there. We just had a little shake route on him and trying to cross space right there. And he did a hell of a job, create the space right there. Great throw by Daniel. He did that for first down in that situation.
You've had some games lately where your offense has been playing with leads, but tapped and go get it in the fourth quarter like that. Was it demonstrate? And did you kind of need some of that? Do you need
Yeah, no doubt. That's this league. You know what I mean? A lot of this league is what happened today. It's the back and forth. I thought our guys, handled it well on the sidelines, and we knew it was going to be a back and forth game as we started getting going. And it was great, to see the offense there at the end go down and get that touchdown, 31-27 there to take the lead. So credit to the guys. I thought Jim did a hell of a job all week with the preparation. There's some things in the red zone, that first touchdown to Tyler Warren. He was looking at the tape and he was like, dude, this thing's going to hit. And I was looking at it like, heck yeah, it is. And so hell of a scheme by him putting that play in. It was a little shallow route. He was awesome.
Shane, how resilient was Daniel's performance just in the middle there? I know that's a tough defense to read. It felt like they made it maybe hinge a little bit for a couple drives, and then the last two drives.
Yeah, I think obviously he was in rhythm there. That first drive, it was awesome, and then we had the 2-3 and outs there. And then even on that boot where they intercepted, I thought it was a hell of a play by number two. We were all on the headset saying, over, and he jumped up and said, holy crap, that was a hell of a play by that guy. But then obviously, he got into rhythm. I thought he played in rhythm all game. I don't know, was it 22 or 30 again? Great stats. And obviously, when we needed there at the end on that last touchdown drive, he went down to another team.
Sticking with Daniel, are there any emotional swings with him ever? Because he just seems like he's like this all the time.
Yeah, he's pretty calm. I think he's got laser focus. He's locked in. I think it's his preparation. A lot of you guys have heard me say that, but his preparation that he puts in during the week, when you're prepared like the way he does, right, you don't blink. You go out and you have confidence in your ability because you put in the work like he does. And put in the work like that, and you go execute like he's been doing, and the guys are making plays around him, the O-line's blocking, it's fun as a coach to watch.
You know about Jonathan, just the way that he transforms his coverages. Everything for Daniel to go, what he did today, 22-30, to put up 31 points, what does that say about him, just being able to diagnose that kind of defense?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of preparation, like there is every week, but there was a lot of conversations in that QB room. I mean, shoot, Saturday night quarterback meeting, we're in there, and he's like, hey, let's pull up Carolina, clip 42, and pull up Carolina, and clip 38, let's look at these looks, and just make sure, hey, are we good on this? And like, boom, 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 do you want me to check out it? I mean, he's all over. That's the preparation, and that's what you want in that position.
She had six catches for 42 yards. Doesn't seem like the biggest day in the world, but that's Josh's stat line doesn't really reflect the kind of game that he had. Being able to make these big plays in these big moments, what does it say about the kind of player that he is?
Yeah, I think he's got a great feel for the game. Obviously, the touchdown there, we got him on a little crossing route there in the back of the end zone, and Daniel did a great job delivering the football there, and then obviously some of those third downs that he created, that one we just talked about, was huge. But great hands, great feel for the game, and then his yards after catch are great, just making guys miss in space. Great
play. Your last one here.
The touchdown run from Daniel, was that a design run, or was it just like, hey, you're out here, let's just get it?
It was a roll pass deal, so we got JT in the flat if we had him, and if they match it up, you can run Daniel, so it's a good job. I am scoring that.
All right, thanks, guys. Daniel's out.